I thank and praise God because of His perseverance that I can still stand before brothers and sisters.
但愿神给我的力量，仍然能够给弟兄姊妹有一点的交通。
May God will give me strength so I can share a little bit with you.
我们先看《生命记》第六章。
Let's first turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章
Deuteronomy chapter 6
我们读第四节第四节到第六节
We'll read from verse 4 to verse 6
我用中文读 M.U. 弟兄用英文读
We'll first read it inChinese and then in English.
生命记第六章第四节，以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话，都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上。谈一下起来都要谈论
Verse 4 Hear O Israel the Lord our God the Lord is one Love the Lord your God with all your heart with all your soul and with all your strength These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your heart Impress them on your children Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road when you lie down and when you get up
我们再看约书亚记第二十四章最后一章十四节十五节
Now let's turn to Joshua chapter 24 the last chapter from verse 14 to verse 15
约书亚第二十四章十四节十五节
Joshua 24 verse 14 and 15
现在你们要敬畏耶和华诚心实意地侍奉他将你们列祖在大河那边和埃及所侍奉的神除掉去侍奉耶和华若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好今日就可以选择所要侍奉的是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Now fear the Lord and serve him with all your faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefather worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods your forefather served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites,In whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
我们在约书亚记的里面，我们常常引用约书亚记里面的两句的名言。
From the book of Joshua, we always quote the two famous verses.
一句就是加勒所说的，我的日子如何，我的力量也如何。
The first verse is by Caleb that however my strength is, so will be my days.
这是加勒85岁所说的话。
And Caleb said that when he was 85 years old.
他说我到今天还是很健康我的日子如何我的力量也如何。
And he said today I'm still very healthy. Whatever my strength is, so is my days.
但是我站在这里不敢这样说。
But I dare not say this when I'm standing here.
我现在还没有到85岁。
I'm not 85 years old yet.
我可能到85岁的时候也走不动，也说不出来话。
Maybe at 85 I will not be able to walk and cannot speak.
另外一句话就是约书亚最后所说的话。
And the second quote is what Joshua has said.
他说至于我，我和我家都要侍奉耶和华。
He said, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
我想我们的主有一个心愿。
I think our Lord has a heart.
一个人得救，全家也必得救。
When a person is saved, his whole household will be saved.
一个人愿意侍奉主，他全家也必定要侍奉主。
When a person wants to serve the Lord, his whole household will want to serve the Lord.
我想不单是旧约圣经的这样的教导我们。
That's not only just from the Old Testament.
我说特别在新约圣经的里面，特别告诉我们，我和我的家都要侍奉我们的主。
And also in the Testament, it will say that as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
我特别就想到路加非常的注重到家庭。
And I think the Luke is emphasized a lot on family.
他写路加福音的时候，常常提到许多的老年人。
When he wrote the book of Luke, that he will mention many elderly.
他常常谈到许多的妇女。
And talk about a lot of women.
他常常提到许多的小孩子。
And talk a lot about children.
我们不单一个人相信，我们的全家也要相信。
Not only we believe on our own, but our whole household will do so.
我们不单一个人侍奉，我们的全家也必须要侍奉。
Not only we serve by ourselves, but also our whole household will serve.
这是我们的主的心意。
This is the wish of our Lord.
我们的神，我们的主看重整个的家庭。
And our Lord will look upon the family with emphasis.
不单看顾我们每一个人的家庭，也是看顾他的家。
Not only he will take care of his all our families and also his own family.
我们也常常的说，我和我家必定侍奉耶和华。
We probably will say that a lot too. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
我相信在我们当中已经结婚的，有家庭的，也常常的有这样的心愿，在神的面前祷告说，我和我家必定侍奉耶和华。
I know that those who you have married, and then you will probably have your prayer also that as for you and your household, you will serve.
我们看到路加福音第四章的时候，耶稣出了会堂，他就进入那个西门的家。
We remember in chapter 4 of the Luke, and when Jesus went out of the synagogue, he went into the house of Simon.
马可第一章记载的更清楚，就是西门和安德烈的家。
And it's even clearer in the book of Mark that this is the house of Simon and also Andrew.
这一个家可以说是一个非常渴慕愿意侍奉主的家。
And this household had a heart for God and also wanted to serve the Lord.
也是非常融合的家。
And it's a household of harmony.
我们看到彼得岳母也住在这一个家里。
The mother-in-law of Peter also lived in this house.
耶稣出了会堂就进入西门和安德烈家的时候，彼得的西门的岳母就犯了热病。
When Jesus went out from the temple, he went into this house. The mother-in-law of Peter had a sickness.
有人就告诉耶稣，耶稣就医治了彼得岳母的病。
Someone told Jesus, and he healed her sickness.
圣经告诉我们说，彼得的岳母好了以后，他就侍奉我们的主。
And the Bible said that after she well, she served the Lord.
我们看到路加福音第十章以后，路加就特别的记载耶稣到了一个乡村。
And also Luke 10 is specially recorded that Jesus went to a village.
这一个乡村我想一定是伯大尼。
I think this village is probably Bethany.
马大就接待耶稣到他的家里。
And Martha welcomed Jesus into her household.
玛利亚就坐在耶稣的脚前听他讲道。
And Mary will just sit at the feet of Jesus to listen to him.
这个时候马大因着要侍奉我们的主和耶稣的门徒，心里有一点忙乱。
And Martha, because of the serving of our Lord and his disciples, she was a little bit tense.
所以向主来诉愿。
So then she was complaining to our Lord.
她说她的妹妹为什么不来帮助她?
She said her little sister was not coming to help her.
但是无论如何,几个家愿意侍奉主。
But regardless, this household wants to serve the Lord.
到了主耶稣最后的旅程的时候,他到西门长大麻风下里。
And later on, when Jesus went to the household of Simon the leper,
我们看到马大、玛利亚和他的弟弟拉撒路都来侍奉我们的主。
And we saw that Martha, Mary, and Lazarus all came to serve the Lord.
以后我们看到19章,路加继续的记载,有一个人名叫撒该。
And then we continue to see in Luke 19, there's a man called Zacchaeus.
他是一个税吏长。
He was a tax collector.
当耶稣经过耶利哥的时候，撒该因着身体非常矮小，所以就爬上桩树要看耶稣。
When Jesus was passing the village, Zacchaeus was really short, so he climbed in onto the tree to want to look at Jesus.
耶稣当耶稣看见撒该在树上的时候，他就说：“撒该，快下来，今天我要住在你的家里。”
When Jesus saw Zacchaeus, he said, Zacchaeus, come down. I will stay in your house tonight.
所以撒该就急忙地下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。
So Zacchaeus hurried down and then he welcomed Jesus into his house.
以后有很多的人就批评耶稣说，为什么他要住在这个罪人的家里？
So many people were criticizing Jesus, how come he is staying in a sinner's house?
耶稣回答他们说，今天的救恩就临到这家。
And Jesus answered that salvation will come to this household.
所以我们看到我们神的心意乃是要给全家的救恩。
So we saw the heart of God is to have salvation for the whole household.
神的救恩，神的心意也要全家的同心同意的来侍奉他。
His heart is also the whole household will serve the Lord.
以后同样的，路加就记载，后书就是使徒行传。
Then later on, look in the second book, that's the book of Acts.
当他写到《使徒行传》16章的时候,
when he comes to chapter 16 of the book of Acts,
他就跟保罗一同的到腓立比的地方去。
He went with Paul to the Philippi area.
他就听说有一个在河边一个敬拜神的地方，祷告的地方。
So they heard that there was a place for prayer by the river.
所以保罗、希拉和路加一定也去哪一个地方去祷告敬拜主。
So Paul, Silas, and Luke all went to this place to worship the Lord.
这个时候，一个卖紫色布匹的贵妇人名叫吕底亚。
And there's a woman who is selling the purple cloth. Her name is Lydia.
她素常是敬拜敬畏神的。
And she usually worshiped God.
她就注意地听保罗的讲道。
And she paid attention to listen to Paul.
主开导她的心。
And God opened up her heart.
她和她的家里的人都受了洗。
And she and her household all were baptized.
以后吕利亚就要求保罗、希拉、或许路加也在内。 她就说，你若是以为我是真信主的， 请你到我家里去。
And later on, she requested that if they believe that she really believed in God, to come to her house to live there.
在中文圣经的里面有个小字。
In the Chinese Bible, there's a little explanation there.
这个小字就注明说，你真以为我是真侍奉主的。
It said, if you think that I truly will serve the Lord,
所以这个真信主跟真侍奉主是连在一起的。
So truly believe and truly serving are connected together.
一个真正信主耶稣的人，接受主耶稣的人，有了主耶稣的生命，有了复活的生命，有了圣灵，他必定也是愿意来侍奉他。
A believer who have truly have the Holy Spirit, then they will also serve the Lord.
不当他一个人侍奉， 他全家都要侍奉。
Not only by himself, but with the whole household.
以后他就接着就记载了这个在腓立比监狱的禁足。
And later on, he recorded that in the jail of Philippi.
保罗和希拉被关在监狱的里面。
Paul and Silas was prison.
他仍然的唱诗赞美主。
They continued to sing and praise the Lord.
在半夜的时候，忽然地大震动。
And all of a sudden, there's an earthquake.
监狱的门也打开了。
The door of the prison was opened.
众囚犯的锁链也松开了。
All the chains of the prisoner were opened up.
这个时候，进驻发现就想自杀。
And the jailer wanted to kill himself at this time.
保罗说：“我在这里。”
And Paul said, "I'm here."
以后进驻就问保罗说：“我应当要怎么样的做？”
And the jailer asked Paul, "What should I do now?"
保罗就告诉他说：“你应当要信主耶稣。”
And Paul told him that you need to believe.
我们看到他们就全家人都来了，在哪一个地方非常注意的听保罗的讲道。
You know, the whole family came and listened to Paul.
不但这个家庭信了主，这个家庭也受了洗。
Not only they believed, the whole household also were baptized.
他们受了洗以后，就带保罗和希腊到他们家里去。
After they believed, they took Paul and Silas to their household.
圣经告诉我们说，给他们摆上饭。
And the Bible tells that they prepare a meal for him.
他和全家因为信了神就很喜乐。
The whole household was happy because they had believed.
在耶稣亚最后的路程的时候，
In the final journey of Joshua,
他特别的要勉励当时的以色列人。
He wants to encourage the Israelites to do that.
他特别的在十五节的里面讲一句话说，我和我家必定侍奉耶和华。
In verse 15, he told the Israelites that, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们常常说，我的一家一个人信主就好了。
And some brothers and sisters said, from the family, just one person believes it's true.
我们就想到派一个代表去信耶稣。
We'll send a representative to go and believe in the Lord.
我们有时候侍奉也是这样的。
Sometimes when we serve, it's similar.
我们就觉得派一个代表去侍奉主。
We'll just send a representative to go and serve the Lord.
以后我们全家就蒙福。
And then the whole household will be blessed.
弟兄姊妹，侍奉神实在是一个蒙福的道路。
Brother and sister, serving the Lord is a blessed way.
但是主的心意乃是要我们全家的一心的来侍奉他。
But our Lord's heart is for the whole household to serve him.
本来我是讲那个用耶稣亚来做我们侍奉的榜样。
Originally, I thought that I would use Joshua to set the example for us to serve.
所以在纲要的里面我稍微提到耶稣亚的名字。
So in the outline, I mentioned the name Joshua.
耶稣亚的生平。
And his life.
和耶稣亚的人生的目的。
And his purpose.
我想写一句话乃是耶稣亚一生的愿望。
I think this is the wish of Joshua.
也是要勉励整个以色列人主要的话语。
The main thing that he wanted to encourage the Israelites.
他也是成了整个以色列民族的一个榜样。
To become an example for the whole tribe of Israel.
他一个愿望。
He had this wish.
希望整个以色列人他自己和全家都必定侍奉耶和华。
That the whole tribe of Israel will serve the Lord.
所以耶稣亚这一句可以说最后的哪一个人生的结语。
And in the last time, days of Joshua,
他说至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
He said, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
当我讲到今天给弟兄姊妹有什么话语，
As I thought about what kind of words should I give brothers and sisters,
我想这一句话也是我一生的愿望。
And I think this is also my wish for my whole
也是我的祷告。
It's also my prayer.
当我蒙恩以后，得到了复兴以后，我愿意把自己奉献给神。
After I was saved and revived, I want to dedicate myself to the Lord.
无论在何处，无论我做什么事情，我的目的乃是要侍奉神。
Wherever I am, whatever I do, my purpose is to serve the Lord.
但是这是我婚前成立家室以前的祷告。
But this is a prayer before I get married.
成了家室以后，婚后我仍然有这样的愿望。
And after I get married, I still have this wish.
我仍然不断地有这样的恳求。
And I have this request.
但愿我和我家 我们必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our Lord.
他实在是听祷告的神。
He is the God who listens to prayer.
我们的神也是信实的神。
And He is the faithful God.
他也是怜悯的神。
He is the merciful God.
他垂听我的祷告。
He had listened to my prayer.
他赐给我的同心合意侍奉主的妻子。
And He gave me a wife who will be united in the heart to serve with me.
他也是把四位的儿女给了我们。
And gave us four children.
他们的我们的媳妇我们的女婿我们也希望他们真心的能够侍奉我们的主。
And our daughter-in-law, our son-in-law, we wish they will all serve the Lord also.
所以我的心愿可以说在五十年来
So this is a wish that I have in this past 50 years.
我们是同心的仰望主
That we look upon the Lord
我们同心的倚靠主
To rely on Him with one heart.
我们行走信心的道路。
To walk this way of the faith.
我们行走侍奉主的路程。
To walk this way of the service.
这不是说我们的蒙福都没遇见很多的困难。
This does not say that we did not encounter any problems in our way.
但是我们知道神是信实的，是公义的。
We know that God is faithful and righteous.
保罗自己也亲身的有这样的经历。
And Paul had this experience himself too.
他说在哥林多前书第十章第十三节说我们所遇见的试探无非是能所能忍受的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13 he said, The temptation that comes upon us is something we can bear.
他在这里特别说到神是信实的。
And he said specifically that God is faithful.
必不叫我们试探过于所能受的。
He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear.
在受试探的时候，总要给我们开了一条出路。
But when you are tempted, He will provide a way out.
叫我们能忍受得住。
So that you can stand under it.
我们随时有许多的试探。
Many times we have a lot of temptations.
我们的在侍奉的工作的路程上有许多的试炼。
In the ministry, there's a lot of trials.
有许多的风波。
There are a lot of waves.
这是侍奉的道路。
But this is the way of the ministry.
这是生命的道路。
This is the way of life.
这也是十字架神给我们十字架的道路。
And this is the cross that God had gave us.
在马太福音第十一章第二十八节到三十节
In Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 to 30
主耶稣不但是呼召我们来到他的面前得着了安息
Our Lord not only called us to come to Him to have rest
他也是呼召我们来享受他的安息
But also to call us to enjoy His rest
但是有一个条件
But there's a requirement
他说你们要负我的轭
That you are to bear his yoke.
学我的样式。
And learn from his example.
他说我心里柔和谦卑。
He said, I'm gentle and humble.
你们要学我的样式。
You are to learn from me.
你们要负我的轭。
You are to bear my yoke.
这一个轭是侍奉的人必须要负的。
All those who want to serve must bear the yoke.
这一个轭乃是他所给我们十字架的路。
And this yoke is the cross that He had given us.
但是若是我们学他的样式负他的轭我们这样就能够必得享安息。
If we will bear His yoke and learn from His example, then we will enjoy the rest.
弟兄姊妹在五十年来
Brother and sister, in this past 50 years,
我们亲爱的同工梅牧师跟梅师母特别的今天来到这里。
And our co-worker, Pastor May,And Mrs. May.
他们也是八月结婚的。
And they also married in August.
本来他有一个婚礼。
And he was going to have a wedding.
我们就想一定要去的。
But we thought we must go.
但是因为我感冒就不能去。
But then I have a cold, I couldn't go.
他今天他特别来。
So today he came here.
他也是五十年。
And also 50 years old.
我相信他们两位也是有这样的经历。
I think they also have this experience.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
我们一起的行走就十字架的路。
that we have walked this way of the cross.
我们在台湾北投的地方一起的同工。
And we were co-working in 北投 of Taiwan.
一起的亲手盖了一个非常美丽的礼拜堂。
And we built this church together.
实在说我们有许多的眼泪。
And we have a lot of tears.
我们有许多的 流了许多的汗。
A lot of sweat.
但是我们知道 只一个眼泪乃是甜蜜的。
But we know this tear is sweet.
这一个汗所流的乃是清神的。
And this sweat is refreshing.
我愿意引用诗歌502首。
I want to use the song from hymn 502.
我不晓得怎么样述说主的恩典。
I don't know how to tell of the grace of God.
我不晓得怎样的述说我的经历。
To tell of my experience.
但是有一句话仍在我的心灵的上面。
But there's a sentence that had come upon my heart.
他说，十架不会重于主恩典。
It said the cross will not be heavier than the grace of God.
我们的主总是不会把许多我们担不起的重担放在他的仆人的身上。
He will not give the burdens that we cannot bear.
当我们愿意背起他赐给我们的十字架的时候，
If we're willing to carry the cross that He has given us,
他总加给我们的恩典，加给我们的力量。
He will give us the grace and the strength.
我仍然的愿意在这里再做一个见证。
I want to give you a testimony here.
当我1985年的时候，
In 1985,
1986年，
1986,
我回来 Kansas City.
I came back to Kansas City.
我有几次的，差不多有七次的heart attack.
I have 7 heart attack.
我是在一次一次的依靠主。
Every time I have to rely on the Lord.
但是在我潜意识的里面总是有一点的软弱。
But in my inner being, I have a little bit weakness.
有一天晚上我就做了一个梦。
So one day I have a dream.
这个梦又好像不是梦。
It doesn't seem like a dream though.
在我的面前就摆着了很多的十字架。
In front of me there's a many cross.
这个时候我就问主说，主啊， 你为什么要给我这许多的十字架？
So I asked the Lord, why did you give me all these crosses?
在我的心灵的耳朵的里面就听见主向我说话。
In my spiritual ear, I heard the voice from the Lord.
主耶稣说，你把第一个十字架背起来，以后你就能够背其他的十字架。
If you will just carry the first cross, then you will be able to carry the rest of the crosses.
我醒来以后重新的得力。
After I woke up, I regained my strength.
我可以说从哪一个时候起，
I can say from that time on,
我的身体极其软弱。
Even though my body is weak,
我们看一切的希望都没有。
Seems like all hope had vanished.
但是一次的我愿意在主的面前侍奉他。
But I again want to serve my Lord.
一次的他给我们的力量。
That He continued to give me the strength.
主的十字架 是一个荣耀的十字架。
The cross of the Lord is a glory.
是一个丰富的十字架。
It's abundant.
是一个祝福的十字架。
It's a cross of blessing.
也是一个祝福的十字架。
And also a cross with blessing.
但愿今天早上我们都像耶稣一样的说， 至于我， 我和我家， 我们必定侍奉耶和华。
May we all can say that as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
我们一同低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
恩主，我们到你的面前仍然承认我们是软弱的。
Gracious Lord, as we come before you, we acknowledge that we are weak.
实在我们靠着我们自己不能够成就什么事情。
By our own strength, we cannot do anything.
你也常常的这样的提醒我们说， 若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人是枉然劳力。
You also remind us, if you are not the one who built, then the houses we build are for in vain.
若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人也是枉然警醒。
If you are not the one who watch the city, those who watch will be also in vain.
主，我们把众弟兄姊妹都带到你的面前。
Lord, we bring brothers and sisters to before you.
无论他们是年长的，是年轻的，是年幼的。
Maybe they are elderly or they are strong or maybe they are young.
求主祝福施恩在他们信主的路程上面。
May you give them grace and, in the way of the belief.
也求主特别的祝福在他们的侍奉的路上。
Especially bless them in their way of the ministry.
我们需要你给我们的力量。
We need your strength.
我们需要你圣灵的力量。
We need the strength from the Holy Spirit.
我们需要你复活大能的能力。
We need the power of the resurrection.
当然你的圣灵，当然你的复活的大能显明在我们的当中。
May your Holy Spirit and the power of resurrection be revealed among us.
好让你的名在我们当中被高举。
So your name will be raised up.
好让我们要把一切的荣耀都归给你。
May you have all the glory.
做我们这样无缘的人。
Worthless people like us.
在你的面前的恳求,
and we pray before you.
听我们的祷告,
listen to our prayer.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名,
in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 感谢赞美主,
thank and praise the Lord.
我开始的时候,我就想可能讲不出话来,
in the beginning, I thought maybe I cannot say anything.
但是越讲越有力量,
but the more I speak, I have more strength.
但是我还是要停在这里。
But I need to stop, pause here.
弟兄，我们的同工愿意有一点的分享。Brother
Chi, our co-worker will have some sharing with us.
我们把这样的时间交给他。We'll
give him the time here.
请我们看一处圣经。Let's
turn to a passage.
就是哥林多后书。In
2 Corinthians.
第四章。
Chapter 4,
第七节,
verse 7.
我们先一起读中文, 然后一起读英文。
We first read it together in Chinese, and then we'll read it together in English.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里, 要显明这莫大的能力是出于神, 不是出于我们。
But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
我们弟兄在这里讲到用哥林多前书第十章的那里说到
A brother has shared that in, from 1 Corinthians chapter 10
第十章第十三节
Chapter 10 verse 13
他说 你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的。神是信实的,必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候,总要给你们开一条出路,叫你们能忍受得住。
And no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand under it.
这是保罗的经历,
this is the experience of Paul.
也是我们弟兄他的经历,
also experience of our brother.
也是所有侍奉主的人的经历,
it should be the experience of all those who serve the Lord.
但我在下面听的时候,
so as I was listening down there,
我就想到哥林多后书第四章的话,
and I remember this verse from 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
他说, 我们有宝贝放在瓦器里,
that we have this treasure in a jar of clay.
要显明这莫大的能力,
to show that all surpassing power
是出于神, 不是出于我们,
is from God and not from us.
世界上的人, 不管你信不信耶稣, 都可以庆祝50年周年的金婚。
The people of the world, they can also celebrate 50 year anniversary.
有的人珍惜50年的牵手办事情。
And some will treasure that they can be together to do things.
They have centuries. 50 years old. 有的人是为了家庭的美满，也是为了子孙的满堂而在庆贺。
Some will celebrate because they have harmony in the home and then many grandchildren.
尤其有许多的地方在今天这个自由放荡的社会里。
In this world of freedom.
男女的关系离合已经不是那么重视，不是成了离婚成了一个很平常的事情。
The come together and the separation, and divorces become so common.
我为那些没有在婚姻上美满的，我真的，我的心跟着你们。
Those who have broken marriages, my heart is with you.
但是一个能够在因着这样的背景而能够走五十年在一起的，所以人们都在为这件事在庆贺。
They can walk through this life for 50 years, so we all want to celebrate that.
尤其有的他们看到儿女们因为要走五十年，这个人差不多也起码要七十多岁了。
Because to walk that 50 years, this person at least about 70.
所以说他们看着儿女们看到父母能够维持这样一个恩爱的婚姻啊，实在是难得。
And the children can see the parents have this good marriage is really treasure.
理当庆祝一番。
Yes, it's reasonable to celebrate.
一方面让老人家高兴。
First, our elderly can be happy.
一方面表示孝心。
And also that we have a heart for them.
不错，是该庆祝。
Yes, we need to celebrate.
但是基督徒为什么庆祝？
But why do we Christians celebrate?
有什么不同？
What is the difference?
就是一个宝贝在瓦器里。
Because of this treasure in the jar of clay.
他说他走过这一生的道路的时候，在婚姻的上，在孩子的教育上，他在一生的道路，尤其侍奉主的人，他不得不在这里要借这个婚姻，要见证基督跟教会的关系。
Over these years, as he had the family and raised up children, and he had to testify of the marriage because of the relationship between Christ and the church.
他不得不，冯牧师不得不见证他爱冯师母。
Pastor Fain had to testify that he loves Mrs. Fain.
冯师母不得不见证他顺服冯师母，冯牧师。
And also Mrs. Fain had to testify that she submit to Pastor Fain.
彼此不得不就见证彼此顺服。
And they had to testify they submit to each other.
他在这里不得不见证是宝贝藏在瓦器里。
They have to testify that they have this treasure in the jar of clay.
要显出他莫大的能力的是因为出于神的自己，不是出于他们自己。
To reveal that all surpassing power is from God and not from us.
所以他在这里高举主的十字架。
So he raised up the cross of our Lord.
他高举这一位主。
He raised up this Lord.
十字架的经历在我在他们身上的制作，在他们身上的过程，不会重过主的恩典。
The work of the cross in their lives will not be heavier than the grace.
一切都是恩典。
All was coming from grace.
我愿意用一个很简单，我们常常看见的东西，一件事情来一点交通。
I want to use something that's very common to us to share this.
你们知道，在现在不容易看到有一个秤是有一个秤杆的。
You on a scale, you may not be able to see it that they have a shaft in the middle.
有个 arm.
There's an arc.
The whole thing 叫做 steel yard. 它有一个秤，上面有刻度。
And there's different marks in there.
然后有一个秤锤。
And then there's a weight on one side.
这个秤锤呢，要 slide， 就是要滑动。
And you will slide the weight on the arc.
要称出这一个东西的质量重量。
So that you will know the weight on the other side.
上面有一个主人。
And there will be a master there.
是拎着那一根。
And he'll be holding to this scale.
然后才能够完成这整个的工作。
Then he can accomplish the task.
中国人说。
The Chinese has a saying.
公不离婆。
The husband cannot leave the wife.
秤就不离砣。
And the scale cannot leave the weight.
They cannot, 它不能分开。
They cannot be separated.
如果没有这个主人的手，
If there's no such master,
都是主人在做主。
And the master was the, has the say to do things.
这个秤就不能够产生功效。
And the weight would not be effective.
你看到吗？是神自己在婚姻上动的念头。
And this is the work of God.
婚姻是出于神。
The marriage is coming from God.
是在人还没有犯罪以前就已经立好的。
It was set before man even sinned.
婚姻是因为神看到人，那男人独居不好。
It's because God saw that man is not good alone by himself.
我讲错了吗？所以叫他沉睡。
So he caused him to go into sleep.
我不知道冯牧师什么时候睡。
I don't know when did pastor
sleep. 但是我知道有一件事情。
But I know one thing.
当他带到他面前的时候，他知道这是我的骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
So when she was brought to him, that he would say, "This is the flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone."
这个不是肉麻当有趣。
And this is not.
他要看到他是出于他的。
That he wants to see that he she come out from him.
他们是同受生命之恩的。
And they will live the life together.
神在这里预备是要他们相帮相助。
And God wants to prepare them to help each other.
同心同行。
To have a united heart to walk together.
刚刚结婚呢，看不出来。
When you first get married, you will not be able to see this.
这个彼此啊，可以相敬如宾。
And they can respect each other like guests.
可是不久就相敬如宾。
But later on, they will respect each other with eyes.
Before eyes, there is a fighting like a soldier. 我不说他们有这个事。
I'm not saying that they were fighting each other like soldiers.
我是在说，我们跟我们亲爱的弟兄走了二十四年多。
We have walked together with our brother for about 24 years.
如果今年是他们五十周年的金婚
，If this is the 50-year golden anniversary，
就表示说，如果算是没错的话，就是1953年他们结的婚。
If it's correct that they are married in 1953.
怎么求婚怎么行，等一下这个高弟兄带我们庆祝的时候你们自己私下问他。
How did they know each other? You can ask later on in the celebration.
但是我跟他见面的时候是1979 78年年底79年年初了。
When I first met him is 1978.
一晃24年多过去。
And 24 years have passed.
就人中国俗话讲小时候胖不是胖。
And
I'm sorry. 就是说你从小的时候在一起长长一段时间你不看出来，但是你二十几年以后你回头看，就像刚刚念的诗篇六十五篇一样，他以恩典作为年岁的冠冕。
When you're together you don't realize that, but after you reflect back after 24 years, it's like you can see the grace is the years.
他的路径都滴下脂油。
And his way is filled with oil.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
我不知道你们有没有看过冯牧师、冯师母生冯牧师的气过。
I don't know if you have seen Mrs. Fang being angry with Pastor Fang.
他不理他。
And she wouldn't have anything to do with him.
但是他照样做他叫他该做的事。
But she continued to do the things she needs to do.
他能够听从。
She can listen.
没有顺从。
But not obedient.
但是如果这件事情是出于主的。
But if this is coming from the Lord,
因为至于我跟我家要一同侍奉耶和华，
as for me and my whole household have to serve the Lord together,
产生那个顺服，
to produce the submissiveness,
叫这件事情荣耀归给神，
so God will have the glory,
叫秤砣跟秤能够发生作用，
so that the scale and the weight have the function,
能够称出耶稣基督是至宝。
So that our Lord will become the most precious.
除他以外，在天我还有谁？
Apart from him, who else do I have in heaven?
在地我也没有什么恋慕的。
There's nothing I can desire for on earth.
这个需要主自己先钉十字架。
And we need the Lord first nail on the cross for this.
然后这个十字架的制作要坐在我们亲爱的师母的身上。
And then the work of the cross will be worked.
好叫神的心意能够得以完全。
So the heart of God will be completed.
十字架不会重过主恩典。
The cross will not be heavier than the grace of God.
因为这里有一个主人在做主。
Because there's a master in charge.
如果我们公说公有理，婆说婆有理的话
，If the husband says his reason and the wife says his reasons.
我的刻度是国家标准级刻的。
And my mark is set by the government.
我的秤砣也是国家标准级称的。
And my scale is a standard from the government.
都有神精炼过的话来做依据。
But those are sentenced by God.
是没有同心,
but those not united in one heart.
就不能同行,
and they cannot walk together.
秤不离陀, 功不离婆,
so the way cannot be separate from the scale.
就不能显明那个同行的实际,
then we cannot reveal the united heart.
25年以来,
after 25 years,
我们实在是看到这件事情, 不仅仅是他们两个人的事,
this is not just a matter of theirs.
你就好像一个人开车,
just like when you're driving.
从前只有冯牧师一个人开车,
before Pastor Feng driving by himself.
你们看过冯师母开车吗?
Have you seen Mrs. Feng driving?
很少, 对不对? 他会开车,
very,
不要乱讲,
not too often.
慢慢的话, 你看到, 恩琳开车, 永芳开车, 小妹开车, 恩辉也开车,
and later on you've seen that Unling drove, Yvonne drove, Esther, and then Henry.
等一会儿你看到这个Jeremiah都会开车,
and then Jeremiah started to drive.
神说要他们生养众多治理这地,
and God said there to be fruitful and multiply so that they can rule the land.
弟兄刚讲, 一人得救, 全家都因着这个信得救。
Brother said, that since one person was saved, the whole family was saved.
如果他今天50年后不能见证这个实际,
if after 50 years, that's not a witness for all of us,
那似乎就没有办法讲这句话,
seems that they cannot say this phrase.
可是今天感谢主, 他能这样的交通, 能这样的勉励,
but thank God that they can share this with us today.
因为他又生也要养,
because they have a bear and they have raised them up.
等一会儿不仅仅停在Jeremiah的身上,
and maybe we will not just stop at Jeremiah.
这个吴浩弟兄可以替他开车,
maybe Brother Wu Hao will drive for him.
你明白这个意思吗?
Do you understand
什么叫做教会?
What is the church?
什么是神的家?
What is the household of God?
你看到吗? 神的一心意, 起初的婚姻里就是这一个意思。
And that's the purpose of the marriage for God.
今天我们知道永芳跟Chris在香港, 上海,
we know Chris and Yvonne is in Hong Kong or Shanghai now.
恩琳在也在中国,
and Enling also in China.
恩辉跟我们亲爱的Julia姊妹因为孩子病了也不能来,
Henry and his wife, because of the sickness of the child, they did not come.
今天小妹在这里,
today Esther is here.
但是今天还有我们在这里,
and we are also here.
这是神的家,
this is the household of God,
也是我们的家,
and also our household.
大灾近前的奥秘,
great, this is the mystery of perspective.
主的十字架的工作, 不会超过神的恩典的,
the work of the cross will not be heavier than the grace.
在保罗的经历里面, 就在这里, 常常叫我们看见,
in Paul's experience, it always led us to know this.
在哥林多后书第四章里面,
in 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
他说四面受敌却不被困住,
he said he was encircled by the enemy, but then they are not
心里作难却不致失望,
and when they have trouble in their heart, but then they are not losing hope,
遭逼迫却不被丢弃,
they are persecuted but not forsaken,
打倒了却不致死亡,
they were attacked but then they did not die,
身上常带着耶稣的死,
and they always carry the death of Christ.
耶稣的身也显明在我们身上,
so the life of our Lord also can be revealed.
因为我们这活的人是常为耶稣被交于死地, 使耶稣的身在我们必死的身上显明出来。
Because we are always handed over to this, so that the life of Christ can be manifested in us.
七次的 heart attack,
7 heart attacks.
我相信他不仅仅他自己受,
I don't think he said it himself, only,
也是为了主的家受的,
but also had bear that because of the household of God.
功不离婆,
husband cannot be separated from the wife.
秤不离陀,
the weight cannot be separated from the scale.
但是基督徒所以能够见证这个50年的金婚,
but we Christians can testify for this golden anniversary, because the Lord was in charge, that The will of God can be accomplished.
一切都看到在这里，原来跟起初那一个相帮相助、相配的原则是一次见证。
Because the original principle of helping each other, that's the testimony.
离开了他,
Apart from him, we cannot do anything.
冯牧师在这里刚刚有点交通。
Pastor Feng was sharing earlier.
既然是公不离婆,
Since husband cannot leave the wife,
秤不离妥,
weight cannot leave the scale.
冯师母,
This morning I was telling Pastor Feng that you will represent us today.
因为你讲就是我讲嘛, 一样的嘛。
Since you speak, it's just like I speak also, the same.
不过好像基弟兄要你讲哦。
Seems like Brother Chi wants you to speak.
我怎么讲呢?
So how would I say this?
这是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我就想起我在蛋糕里面，我今天有订一个蛋糕，大蛋糕。
Today I have reserved for a big cake.
蛋糕里面我写一段的字。
And on the cake I have written some words.
那个字就是诗篇23篇第6节。
And this is from Psalm 23, verse 6.
我来念好了。
Let me read that to you.
一生我一生一世。 必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我却要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Say, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我说我是在有福气的人。
I said that I'm a very blessed person.
我一生就是单纯仰望神。
And all my life, I just look upon to God.
我也不要求富有, 也不要求什么跟人家比来比去的事情。
I did not need to ask for riches or to compare with other people.
我能够这样的平安过去, 我就是心满意足。
And I can live my life peacefully and I'm really satisfied.
虽然我们两个结婚50年啊,
Though we have been married for 50 years,
不是每一年都庆祝哦。
We did not celebrate every year.
这是第一次庆祝。
This is the first time.
以前的都忘记了。
Because I
每一年都忘记了。
In the past we have forgotten.
为什么呢?
Why?
主最重要。
Because the Lord is most important.
这个不重要。
This is not important.
不过这50年呢, 最重要的就是这个50年。
But the most important, of course, is this 50 years.
为什么?
Why?
因为我一生一世住在耶和华殿中，神的扶持，神的保守，神的带领，让我过这50年的婚姻。
Because God, we have dwelt in the house of the Lord for this 50 years. His provide, His provision, His protection has let us pass this 50 years.
很奇怪。 虽然我每一年都没有庆祝, 但是这个50年我已经庆祝两次了。
Strangely, even though we did not celebrate every year, but then this 50 years, it seems that this is the second celebration.
连这一次第3次。
Including this one is the third celebration.
为什么?
Why?
我到 Alaska 去。
I went to Alaska.
去旅行。
To have a tour.
可能你们会很羡慕我这样子去那边去玩哈。
Maybe you and my we can go over there and have enjoy them.
不过你们到了我这个50年周年的时候，不晓得去，也一定会去玩的。
But if you get reach a 50-year anniversary, you will also go out.
我在那边的时候，有一个弟兄在教会里服侍的，你认识，曹弟兄，他在那边开一个餐馆。
When we were there, there's a brother Chao and had a restaurant over there.
他带我们到阿拉斯加去玩。So
he took us to Alaska to have a tour there.
这是50年周年纪念的旅行。And
to be our 50th anniversary tour.
所以他临时给我一个惊奇。
So They gave us the this surprise at the last moment.
在他的餐馆摆一个宴席,
and he had a banquet for us in his restaurant.
还请人家写了四个字, 金风哈, 50周年金风的那个字, 红纸黑字,
and asked someone to write down this word for the golden 50th anniversary in Chinese.
请了40多位的中国人,
and he invited about 40 some Chinese.
我都不认识,
I didn't know them.
主要的目的, 他要见证神,
but the purpose is to testify for God.
因为很多人不信主,
because many of them did not believe.
所以曹弟兄上来做见证,
so Brother Cao came up and gave his testimony.
他说这个是我的牧师, 我的师母, 怎么样怎么样, 他就把见证讲出来。
And said, this is our pastor, and then he gave his testimony.
里面有教授, 有医生, 有什么都有, 但是大部分都没有信。
There were professors there, there were doctors there, but most of them had not believed yet.
我们的人生是得时不得时, 是不是都要传福音?
Our life is need to preach in season or out of season.
虽然这个旅程我们去玩, 但是我们每天都有祷告, 看圣经, 甚至于在那个时候有三位受洗, 在这一个教会里面给他们受洗。
Even though this is a trip to enjoy ourselves, but we have prayer, we have Bible study, we even have three people who were baptized during this time.
在加州要走以前有9个人受洗。
And in California, before we left, there are 9 people who were baptized.
我们在一个游泳池里面受洗。
And they were just baptized in a swimming pool.
感谢主, 荣耀归神。
And praise the Lord and give Him the glory.
啊, 我现在看见梅牧师, 梅师母在那边。
And I saw Pastor May and Mr.
我很感动。
And I was very moved.
我们年轻的时候, 我跟他差不多年龄。
And we are about the same age.
上个礼拜实在要去的。
And last week we really want to go.
胡牧师哭得很厉害, 没有办法。 他说, 哎呀, 最后一, 他说, 再见我机会, 今天好了, 我一定要去。
And Pastor Feng was coughing so much, so we did not go, but she said that I must come this Sunday.
所以给那个Tony讲, 再见我们机会哈, 结果不行了, 那天还是咳得很厉害。 所以托尼就给梅牧师他们联络说我们不能去了, 这是遗憾啊。
He was still coughing so much, so Tony just contacted Pastor May to see, tell them what's going on here.
以前在台湾给他们是同苦同, 他是我们的牧师, 啊, 也是同工, 对不对? 我有困难的时候, 啊, 有时候我很伤心的时候, 梅牧师, 梅师母常常来安慰我, 常常来帮助我, 我这一生一世都不会忘记。
In Taiwan, Pastor May was our pastor. We're co-working together. And many times when I have sorrows, I will go to them and she will comfort me. And I will not forget that.
嗯哼, 感谢赞美主, 他今天从老远地跑来这里, 开车要开, 大概要1个半小时吧。 他年纪比胡牧师还大哦，对不起。<laughs>
Thank you, praise God. He would just drive like at least hour and a half to come here, and he's even older than Pastor Feng.
这是为什么?
Why this is?
这是我们一家人。
Because we are from the same house.
在家在基督里面都是一家人。
Because we're the same household in Christ.
我再做短短的见证。
Let me give you a very short testimony.
很多人说 50周年是你们儿女要跟你们做的。
Many people said that 50th anniversary is supposed to be celebrated provided by your children.
我知道。
And I said,
我说我儿女会给我做啊。
I said my children will celebrate for me.
今天来的只有一个。
And today there's only one.
但是 在这个大家庭的儿女不止一个吧。
But in this big household, there's more than just one.
他们从礼拜五、礼拜六就给我弄得，哎呀，弄得，甚至我很感动，太漂亮了。
And since Friday, Saturday, they had prepared such a beautiful things for it, and I was so moved by it.
本来我们的心意不是这样子。
Originally, we didn't think of this.
简简单单, 最主要的要荣耀赞美我们的神。
We just want it simple and to just glorify our Lord.
然后呢, 一起欢乐, 一起享受这个午餐来赞美神。
Then we can enjoy and to enjoy the lunch together and praise the Lord.
对不对?
Isn't that true?
我们要一起欢乐哟。
We need to celebrate together and have joy.
Okay, 早上我们唱的一种那个除你以外那个诗歌，我也很喜欢。早上唱的很有力量，因为神来的力量，能不能最后唱这首诗歌？ Okay, 好，谢谢。
We sang earlier, Home We Have. We'll sing that again.